If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Reason Sports Network, thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month, taking episode suggestions all the way up until training camp on Off the Floor. Again, check it out. Link is right here in the description. You also get updates from us before you get them anywhere else. Also, the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including Prize Picks. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Their new deal, you put down $5, they give you 50. That's right. Play 5. They give you a 10-to-1 match. You can use it right away. They've got a Caleb Williams, new quarterback of the Chicago Bears. They got a Caleb Williams prop up there every single week of the season, half a passing yard. So you can pair that square with anything else. Gives you a better chance to win. Tyreek Hill up there for 98.5 receiving yards. If you're curious, if you want to play the Dolphin game on Sunday, I kind of like that Lamar Jackson 1.5 touchdowns rushing or passing coming up on Thursday night against Kansas City. So check it out, prizepicks.com. Use the code FIVE. Get your free money to play. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and the Five Reasons Sports. We got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Also, check out the recent episode that I did with Sean Rochester. He jumped in and had some thoughts on the list that Greg and I have been putting together. We're up to 32 now, so two episodes left. We'll do 33 through 36. We'll do 37 through 40. I've already given away that Keith Askins is going to be my number 40. So we'll see if Hassan Whiteside, the Walt Dang, Dion Waiters, who gets in before that, also could go to, I don't think James Posey has been picked yet. We got a long list of guys who are deserving of mention that we have not selected as of yet. So we'll get to those, Greg and I, over the next couple of episodes. Also going to be doing an episode with Brady tomorrow. Today, Alex and I are going to take a look at an episode that others did. People we have respect for over at the Hoop Collective, Brian Windhorst, Tim McMahon, and Tim Bontemps. And they did their episode breaking down the East into tiers. And I can just tell you, Alex, that I'm not going to get offended by this for Heat fans. Because really, where they have the Heat is kind of where we've had the Heat. Honestly, like we've talked about the Eastern Conference being broken up where there are some awful teams at the bottom, like bad teams that are trying to be bad at this stage, maybe get into the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. So you've got Washington, you've got Detroit, you've got Brooklyn, which obviously traded Mikal Bridges. You've got Charlotte, right, which they feel like they're trying to be competitive, but I don't know if they know how. We have Toronto, and you have Toronto, which has gone the other direction a little bit. Masai seems to be pivoting around Scottie Barnes. They may be somewhat competitive compared to those other teams, but they're not a contender in the Eastern Conference. Then you have Atlanta and you have Chicago, which are two teams that traded core players this offseason. In one case, DeMar DeRozan from Chicago, as well as Alex Caruso. Atlanta traded DeJounte Murray, seems to be willing to move Trae Young, but they can't find anybody to take him. And they look like perennial play-in teams and like the 9-10 play-in teams. And then you have some teams that should be really good. And the Heat are kind of in the middle of those teams, which is a weird place to be. So I will just say this. As they broke it down, which was kind of Boston at the first tier, and then they had, Philadelphia, New York, and Milwaukee kind of in the second tier. Then they had Orlando, Cleveland, Indiana, and then they had Miami. Is there anything that jumps out to you before we deep dive on this?
The only thing that I think Heat fans can really have a problem with is not putting the Heat in maybe that tier three, right? You said Cleveland, Indiana, Orlando is the tier three that they described. I think, you know, they deserve to be in that tier, right? Because I just don't think the Heat are quite as mediocre as, like, you know, the perennial play-in teams in Atlanta and Chicago. So I do think they will, like, most likely be in the play-in again, right? Not to just kind of get ahead of it before the season even starts, before we even get to media day and, you know, make that declaration. It just feels like the most likely outcome. You know, maybe they end up like six seed or something, right? But it does feel like, you know, the tier four, like, matches with what we said about where they're going to stand, right? But it just feels a little bit too harsh. I think putting them in with Indiana, Orlando, and Cleveland is fine. I will say, though, like, I expect all three of those teams to have a better regular season record than the Heat. That's maybe because I feel like, you know, maybe we're just a little bit jaded from the last couple of seasons where now it's starting to feel like the play-in is a formality, right? Like it's something that you're almost expecting, especially because other teams continue to have gotten better and you have these up and coming teams. And, you know, all these teams that we have talked about that you just mentioned here are all, you know, they've all either gotten better in this past summer or the past couple of years. Like they're all there, right? And they're all firmly there. So I don't think it's egregious, but I would say, yeah, I think Indiana, Orlando, Cleveland, like I think the Heat are more with that tier of teams. It's just like you don't know what to expect of them. You know, pretty good teams, not amazing, but pretty good.
I'm with you on the teams we would probably group them with. It probably would not be Boston, Philadelphia, New York right now. I can make an argument that Milwaukee should be lower because their supporting cast doesn't look great to me. I mean, it really doesn't. Like, it looks old. You know, Lopez is a guy that they were looking potentially to move. Middleton has not really been the same player because of injuries the past couple of years. And there is the question of health with Dame going forward. But I understand because of reputation, Dame and Giannis, that you're going to keep them up there kind of with Philadelphia and New York. It felt to me like listening to them, and they didn't spend a lot of time on the Heat. I will say that. In fact, I don't even think Brian talked about them much at all. I think it was actually might have been Bontemps who got into them a little bit. But there was this respect that was spoken of the fact that they've done it before, right? Which these other teams have not. Okay, Indiana did kind of by default because everything fell apart in front of them, right? The Knicks got hurt against them, and so they ended up getting much deeper than we anticipated that they would get. Orlando hasn't done it, right? I mean, not to this point. And Cleveland hasn't really done it. Like, they're bringing back basically the same team without Okoro, changed out the coach, but Mitchell got hurt again. But again, the Mitchell Garland thing and then the front court, Mobley and Allen, like, it hasn't proven that it really fits all that well. So, you know, we've seen Miami do it with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. We've seen them with them as their two best players. We've seen them get to three conference finals in the past 5 years. So there was that respect for them. I guess it comes down to this for me, okay? The Heat will tell you they got better this offseason. Like, we talk about these other teams getting better, right? Orlando added KCP. The Knicks, they lost Hartenstein. They're getting Randall back. They add Mikal Bridges, right? They have Anunoby for a full season. Milwaukee, I don't think, got markedly better. Philadelphia got better. They added Paul George. I mean, just stop there. But they also added Eric Gordon. They added the Caleb Martin, et cetera. If the Heat were to come back to you, Alex, and say, we got better too. Terry Rozier is with us for an entire season, and he's healthy. Let's just assume that. Duncan Robinson, who looked great for two-thirds of the season, is now, let's say, he's back. And I have heard no concerns about either of those guys being ready for training camp, Rozier and Robinson. Okay, they are on course. So you've got Rozier back and for a full season. You've got Duncan back to his level. You've got clear improvement from Hawkins this offseason. expected improvement from Jovic. You lost Caleb, right? You lost DeLon Wright, but you didn't have him the entire season anyway. Patty Mills was a guy Heat fans didn't want to bring back. And you've added two really interesting rookies in Khalil Ware and a guy who looks like he may be able to play right away in Larson. And you've added, which could make up for the Caleb loss, a guy like Keshawn Johnson and some of these other young players who could fill it. If the Heat brass was sitting in front of you right now and said, listen, Alex, we got better. I mean, it may not be the big splash move, but some of these other teams got better, but they also lost pieces. And the Knicks lost Hartenstein. Is Mitchell Robinson going to be healthy the entire season? Because he hasn't been, right? Milwaukee didn't add to its bench very much in a significant way. Again, Orlando didn't lose anything of great significance. But if they were to say that to you, what would you say?
I get it. I really do. And especially if you're just talking about from, let's say, training camp last season to now, right? If you want to take on that perspective, which we've done here on the pod in other summers, right? Just kind of like a year from, you know, like a year from today, right? A year ago. I would say, yeah, they got better. Like they've added Terry, their young core looks stronger. But if you're just saying from the end of last season to the beginning of this season, I think it remains to be seen. I think there you can make the case that eventually they will be, but I'm not sure yet. Like it's just a lot of it is projection right now on what their young guys do. And I'm with you. Like I think they had a strong draft. I liked what I saw from a lot of the guys in summer league. And I think like there is upside there. I feel good about it. I'm encouraged about it. You know, specifically their young core. You know, I think adding Alec Burks is fine at the minimum. The guy was productive in a pinch. You know, even though he wasn't a consistent rotation player for the Knicks, he came in and was productive. So, you know, getting a guy like that at the minimum is fine. He'll be somebody who you can rely on if other guys get hurt. Maybe he'll be a back-end rotation player. We don't know. And what you said about Terry is 100% valid. Like having him in for a training camp, having him for a full season, I think will make his adjustment easier because there's still a lot of adjustment to be done as far as like all of these guys when they play together, just because we haven't seen it very much. It's been guys kind of just taking turns being in and out. And so if you project and tell me, yeah, you've gotten better from a year ago. Yeah, I'm just not 100% with you as far as like if you're just talking about what they did over the summer. You know, I applaud them for what they did, the scouting department, and, you know, for being able to take these guys there. I like what I saw. Like, I think it's something to be said about that. You know, what's really more important is figuring out your young core or making another kind of Terry Rozier level move where you're trading a first round pick for a helpful player. You know, I think people like being underwhelmed with what they did in the offseason is valid. And I agree that like what they have there with their young core is encouraging, but I don't think they got better if you're just talking about trying to win a championship. Like I think they've kind of rounded out what they have, right? Like you have your vets, you have your core guys, you have your young guys. And it feels like, you know, you've got those groups kind of filled out now, and it's all about putting it all together, finding the right, you know, rotation, the right lineups and all that. As of right now, before the season starts, I don't think you got 100% better. Like I think it's about what Spo can do with all of this. Because just on paper, you know, they're deep, but they're not championship deep in the sense that, like, the core isn't so just undeniable, right? Because you're deep, but you still haven't figured out, like, the most important part as far as, like, who plays together, who plays well together. All of that work will need to be done throughout the season. So I'm not really with you.
All right, so I have a question, and I'm not saying it's me. I'm saying if I was Heat brass saying that to you, if that would be the case, it is interesting. We mentioned again from the beginning of training camp because that's what I said last year about I like this team better than I did the team that came out of training camp the year before, but we never really saw the team. I mean, that's and I can't keep making that excuse because when you don't end up seeing the team, like, I mean, you only know based on what you actually see. And, you know, health and availability are part of, you know, a team's potential. And so then we never got it last year. But I have a question for you related to this, okay? Because if what you're saying is true, then it raises another issue or another question here. Before we do, I want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. It's Better Edge. Okay, that's with an O, betteredge.com. A bunch of things we're going to tell you about them. It's a social betting marketplace what makes that different. You can find the line that you want. Also, you're not paying a VIG. So we know about another book that a lot of you guys are using, but the difference is that you're giving away money to them for free. You don't do that on Better Edge. Again, you can find better lines. Our guy, Sean Rochester, goes in all the time and compares the lines, and he finds better lines for you, better odds for you at Better Edge than he does at the other books. Also, we've got our contest. We've got an NFL contest for the first week of the season. You should jump in there. We're going to be giving away merchandise for both of these contests. That actually was $5 in, and you can win the entire pot there. We've got a lot of people joining that one also at Better Edge. And you can find these. I post them on Five Reasons Twitter, Five Reasons Sports Twitter account all the time. That's the number Five Reasons Sports Twitter account. But additionally, we're doing a Dolphins-Bills competition. Dolphins-Jaguars. I guess I'm fast-forwarding to the end of the season. Dolphins-Jaguars competition for Sunday's opener, 1 o'clock at the stadiums. Check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN and get $20 to play.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FiveFloor, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Let me throw this at you, okay? If they are a tier 14, okay, if they are kind of caught in the middle now, where you've got this interesting young core, but you're not ready to win big now, the Knicks have gone all in, essentially. The Celtics are all in. They just won a championship. Same team that we saw last year. Milwaukee has Dame and Giannis. Philadelphia, we saw what they did. If that's the case, why wouldn't you trade Jimmy Butler?
Oh, I'm going to say it here. Tough question, Ethan. and I think it's one that we're going to have to be monitoring throughout the season, even though, like, I don't think either of us thinks that this is something that they're going to, like, seriously look into. Maybe I'm wrong there, but it feels like the strategy they're taking, and this is just from me on the outside, this is just, like, the feel that I get. The strategy they're taking is they're going to play the season out, see how all of this goes, that they can kind of put all this together, really evaluate what they have, how close or how far they are from contention, because you really did not get a great evaluation period, you know, post Terry trade, as far as how he fits in, how much better he makes you, was it worth the trade, all that stuff. I think this will be their evaluation season. I think it's kind of just gotten to that point with the way that they handled the Jimmy thing in the offseason, where there was no extension, and then that weird quote unquote announcement came out from his camp where they're like, oh, we're not signing the extension. So after all of that, right, like, I feel like it has led us up to this, where this has just become an evaluation year for them to kind of essentially just delay that decision that you're talking about until next summer. That's the feeling that I'm getting. And so all of that is to say, I don't think they're going to really consider trading Jimmy, but it's a valid question for sure. Like, if the Heat brass internally doesn't think of themselves as serious contenders, and if they are also like, we don't know if Jimmy's going to re-sign, then yeah, I do think they should consider trading him. Not because I want him gone, right? Like, I think, you know, the opposite, right? Like, I've been saying this whole time, try to go, you know, as much as you can all in. Of course, easier said than done. And Jimmy being here and the Heat being successful is great for our podcast. So, of course, I don't want Jimmy to leave. But I do think, just objectively, right, if you do think he's going to be gone, if you don't think, you know, if you think he might be gone, if you don't think of yourselves as a contender, then, yeah, that probably seems like the right type of move to consider. See if you can kind of replenish some of the draft picks, if you can maybe get a good young player in return. I don't know. But I'm not sure what's actually out there, what would be out there for him. It would probably be a lot of contenders just sending you maybe a package of picks, I had to imagine, because it feels like Jimmy would fit with a contender more than with other types of teams. So, yeah, I think they should consider it. I don't think they will, though, as far as like in the middle of the season.
I'm just asking it because it is the question we're probably going to start asking if they got off to a slow start. And I here's my feeling on the tier thing. Okay. I agree that on paper and what we saw last year, that you probably would put, say, a rising Magic team slightly above them. You probably would put a Cleveland team above them, although I still don't like their mix that much. And Indiana, I mean, they got made it to the conference finals, right? Again, some things broke their way. It felt to me like the Atlanta conference finals from a couple of years ago. I don't know that it's sustainable for the Pacers this year. I think we saw some flaws with Halliburton too.
Are you calling Siakam DeJounte Murray?
Pretty much. I think people are going to figure out the Pacers this year. I think people are going to figure out the Pacers. The Pacers played a very specific style. Carlisle's a good coach. And they do have Siakam for a full season this time, but I don't view them as contenders in the East. I don't. I think that even if you were to say that these teams are better on paper, I think the Heat are more dangerous. Does that make sense?
For sure. And I think that's why some people, you know, who's had a problem with these comments is because of, you know, what you mentioned, the playoff success. It's like they've done it multiple times in recent years. So don't you got to give them a little bit more credit than that? I completely get it. I just think it's hard for Heat fans to feel that way just because of the recency bias part of it, where the season just ended in, I mean, just such an unspectacular way, just a bunch of injuries, just very depressing, right, if you're a Heat fan. And so I think people are just a little bit down on the team right now. And I think that doesn't help, right, when you're looking at like these national TV guys or these national reporters who are maybe not tuned in all season like we are. And they're like, yeah, even the fans are not that happy with the team. And it feels like that's always kind of the vibe around it, except this time there's no playoff success the season before. So it's going to be a little bit different.
I think that the fans, again, part of it is we get colored a little bit by the types of fans we interact with, which is a lot of the social media fans. But I can tell you what's been interesting to me, and I just had this experience, actually. OJ McDuffie, who played for the Dolphins, obviously was one of the better Dolphins receivers of all time, has been a big sports fan in this market as well. I was actually over with him because the Stanley Cup was down the street from us. So I saw OJ was there, went over there. And we started talking about the Heat because he always does. He talks about the Heat. He talks about the Panthers. He follows all these teams. And he said he'd been watching the Summer League. And I've gotten that from a lot of Heat fans. Like, and I'll tell you what, he's ready as a fan to pivot to the post-Jimmy era. Like and I've gotten that from more fans than I expected, actually, that like they are excited about the young players.
Yeah.
And this is the paradox of this season. And I think this is why I wanted to do this topic. Jimmy is the one that gives them a chance to move up tiers.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy. But because there's not a belief that that's going to happen, and because there seems to be this sort of frostiness about the whole situation right now and this uncertainty about it, there are fans who are like, okay, let's just turn the page. And I think this is going to be the push-pull of this year. It's like, and this is part of what Brainy and I talked about on the schedule podcast, because if you look at their schedule, okay, they got a lot of home games after the trade deadline, after the All-Star break, right? And I can absolutely see a situation, and Brainy and I got into this, where it's like, okay, we're 500, right?
Yep.
But we're getting healthy. And we got a softer schedule coming up, and let's ride this thing out. And I think that may be what ends up happening, but I don't necessarily think that's what the majority fans. I think the fans believe in the organization's ability to unearth and develop these young players more than they believe in the organization's ability to land the star to help Jimmy right now.
It's crazy, right? Like,
right?
Isn't that a crazy thing to say on a Heat podcast? It's like, right. Just think about, like, you know, what around the Big Three era saying that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just funny how things, you know, just turn so dramatically. But you're right. Like, I completely have felt that sentiment, too, where it's like everybody is just kind of like, you know, nobody is really excited about, like, the Heat in the sense of, oh, that, you know, they might win the championship this year. Mm-hmm. But they are like, oh, I'm encouraged with these young guys. I've completely felt that sentiment as well, not only from, you know, the just kind of hardcore fans we have in our Discord server, but just in general. Like, I think it's easy to see a guy like Jaime and be excited about mm-hmm. him, right? Because he did it all of last season. He did it in different circumstances. His game is very, like, aesthetically pleasing. He's somebody who you can obviously give more reps to. So I just think he, like, him by himself, it's already an exciting part of it. Then you've got Jovic, who was a starter mm-hmm. towards the end. You had an mm-hmm. exciting Summer League championship team. And, like, I just think all of that coming together makes it easier for fans to deal with the idea of pivoting, especially because it's starting to feel like maybe Jimmy's just going to leave, right? So it's right. almost like it's almost out of your hands. And, you know, you're okay with the young core that you're putting together and just kind of going from there. But it's crazy that you're saying this because, like, the star – you know, getting the star, and that's always been the reputation. So it's funny we're here, but I do think it's like, how do you balance all this? Mm-hmm. Because they've got, I think, a lot of playable bodies, a core that is good, but not like elite, no clear like rotation or even like lineups that you really love outside of like the Jimmy and K-Love ones. And of course, like the fact that Jimmy and Bam are going to be your starters, you don't really know what's going to be around them. Although we suspect it's going to be Terry, Tyler, and Nico. You're the one who reported the other day that that's mm-hmm. not necessarily, you know, in pen, right? So I think everything is kind of up in the air right now. Not just Jimmy, but Jimmy, you know, you have Jimmy hovering over everything. Then you've got the rotation issues, the lineup mm-hmm. stuff that you got to figure out. You know, the injury part of it is like how consistent of a look at your rotation can you get? How consistent of a look at your young players can you get? How do you put all of this together? They're just kind of treading right now on this line between, like, we're trying to win now while developing this young core. And I'm really interested to see how they do that. It's just funny that we're here, though.
Well, and the very fact that the NBA guys for ESPN, three guys I respect, are putting the Heat in that exact middle tier where you really could go either way. I mean, that's why – I mean – I don't know. Do I have to quote the Deuces podcast on this? Like CGEW? Like, this is the ultimate could go either way season. It really is. Like, if they got an engaged Jimmy Butler from the beginning playing at the kind of level that we saw him play at prior to Josh Hart, right? If you got that guy for these portions of the regular season here, available into it, some of the young players they've added, they could move up a tier easily. They can move up two tiers, okay? They could become one of those dark horse threats to Boston. But if you don't, then there are going to be those questions asked that, okay, you like this young core? Can you get two or three pieces for Jimmy to accelerate that? And if I want to sell you on the podcast this year, that's the sale, is that we're going to be debating that all year long. It's interesting. It was interesting to me to hear the national guys sort of characterize the Heat in a way like we did, and for it to sound fair. Because a lot of times when they get into it, it doesn't sound fair. But I think there is this respect for the organization to always, you know, take them seriously. But then you're looking at it and you're saying, do they really have the horses at the front end of this thing to compete with what New York has put together, what Boston has put together with Embiid, Maxey, and George? With Dame and Giannis, like, and I think though, again, that's
it's funny because like this question, the front there that you're talking about is one like the top of the core is one mm-hmm. that has already been so successful,
and one of the guys is better than he was, I mean, one of the guys got the key to the city today, like that's yeah. right, like, but this season is it just really harps on like, you know, what Jimmy Butler are they getting? And is that, and even if they got that Jimmy Butler, is that enough at this stage? Is that enough? And that's where we'll go with it. All right. We'll get into another debate about the starters you mentioned. I've heard three starting jobs are up for grabs. So Brady and I will debate that tomorrow morning. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC Health/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.